Smallpox vaccinations began in three states today, Connecticut, Vermont, and Nebraska, and in Los Angeles County. By the end of February, the Bush administration wants about 450,000 healthcare workers to get vaccinated. At that point, a second phase is to begin, involving 5 to 10 million Americans who work in other critical jobs. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, healthcare workers are resisting vaccination because of concerns over safety and legal liability. And nobody outside the federal government knows anything yet about phase two.
Launch day for the smallpox vaccination campaign was not all blue skies. Only three doctors showed up to be vaccinated at a photo opportunity at the University of Connecticut in Farmington. Nurses there won't roll up their sleeves until it's clear that workers' comp will cover them if they get sick from the vaccine. Dr. Julie Gerberding, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is trying to assure health workers around the country that it's okay to volunteer.
We recognize that there are some facilities and some healthcare workers who have concerns, and we're taking that very seriously, and we're working very hard to address those concerns.
Gerberding points out that 24 states have requested 127,000 doses of smallpox vaccine. That's about 30% of what the CDC expects to ship out over the next few weeks to prepare America for a bioterrorist attack with smallpox. But it's not up to states to decide who or how many get vaccinated. It's up to each healthcare worker.
I think the mood right now is tentative.
Dr. Georges Benjamin is president of the American Public Health Association.
I think everyone has recognized the importance of beginning the process and trying to get to the first 500,000 response workers. But as people are looking at the prospects of this whole program, there's still some very important issues that still need to be resolved. And there is just still a big learning curve.
One of the biggest unresolved issues is who pays if the vaccine makes someone sick. That's not as simple a question as it sounds. Who pays for healthcare workers' lost work time? Who pays if they have a catastrophic vaccine reaction? And who pays if someone they infect is injured by the vaccine? Benjamin says it's a hot topic in Washington right now.
Well, there's a lot of backroom discussions going on. There is some talk on the Hill of introducing legislation to create a vaccine compensation program. That's very complicated.
And while these issues are being worked out, state health officials around the country say they haven't heard anything from the federal government about phase two. That is, how they're going to scale up to vaccinate millions of police, fire, and emergency medical workers. In a conference call with reporters on December 14th, Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, said phase two will follow right on the heels of phase one.
Logistically, our plan is to continue right on to the second phase to the first responders. And we're anticipating the first phase should take somewhere around 30 days.
Gerberding says planning for phase two is happening, and the CDC will tell states about it when they're ready.
Right now, our priority is to get the smallpox response teams vaccinated, and so we are putting our largest proportion of our energy into that, and we're really not inclined to distract the state health personnel who are working so hard to do this by concentrating on the next phase.
At this point, though, some public health leaders say there'll be a debate over the need for a phase two. They say its outcome will depend on what problems emerge during phase one, and on Americans' evolving assessment of the real threat of a smallpox attack. Richard Knox, NPR News.